Thanks for listening to the Von Hessler Doctrine podcast. Remember, you can hear the show every weekday from 9 to noon right here on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Live from the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, and beyond, hour one of the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right now. I am your lovable, huggable, mid-morning chat host, Eric Von Hessler. The other voices you hear are the doctrinaires. Man of a thousand voices, Tim Andrews. Lady of quite a few voices in her own right, Autumn Fisher. And the handsomest producer in all of producery, Jared Yamamoto.
Celebrating history in Atlanta.
No, I'm so excited. I don't want to overdo it. You know, people tune in for many different reasons, but I like to believe that one of the reasons they tune in is to find out, is my favorite radio host, Eric Von Hessler, happy today? The answer is, absolutely. Just like, let me quote the great Shaquille O'Neal. Actually, let's let Shaq speak for himself. That's right. I can't say that. I can't add anything to What a great. Who expected this from the Atlanta Hawks? No one. Hey, can remember the? And I knew that Trae Young had not had his great game yet. In even though we're getting to the first game, third round, and he's had I think 3 to 4 30-plus games already. And I knew he had not had that Trae game because I've been telling you about Trae for quite some time. And I just want to say this. I saw nothing last night that I didn't see 2.5 years ago. But then again, unlike most of the media and most of the world and most of the so-called professionals, you know the NBA people who decided that Trae Young, not to put him on the All-Star team for the All-Star game that was played in Atlanta, Georgia just a few months ago. Those people are experts. Yet Eric Von Hessler saw nothing last night in that 48-point, 7-rebound, how many assists? 14, 13, 11, something like that. Eric Von Hessler saw nothing from Trae Young last night that was new. Nothing from Trae Young that he hadn't seen before. As a matter of fact, Eric Von Hessler, even though he saw, 3 to 4 30-plus games, knew enough to know that this guy hasn't had his game yet.
Oh, man.
Because everything that the nation is being turned on to up until last night, I had seen better games from Trae Young. But then again, I'm not an old, stodgy, well, we got to talk 95% about how the Bucks are doing it again. The first round was about the Knicks collapsing. The second round was about the 76ers collapsing. I more than expect that most of these sports idiots that get on one narrative and can never change, today it'll be, well, here it goes again. The Bucks are fading when it, no, it's never about Atlanta until they win the championship, and everyone will talk about whoever they played collapsed. But in fact, again, I will say to you and any of these great knowledgeable sports people, I, Eric Von Hessler, saw nothing new from Trae Young last night. Nothing that I haven't seen several times before.
So how are they going to find an answer for this man right here?
Oh my goodness.
By the way, I'm as enamored with Marv Albert as anybody else.
Dr. J from 3!
What a great broadcasting career, but could he have gotten more things? This is his last call for basketball, anyway, before he retires, I guess. Could he have gotten more things? It's about time. I love the history of Marv Albert. There was one little incident there, got a little embarrassing. But other than that, loved him. Used to show up on Letterman in the 80s.
Did the funny clips.
Yeah, he's kind of started that. It's kind of hackneyed now, but he started it. It was in the early 80s. So very much a fan of Marv Albert, but man, could he have gotten more wrong. And it's another 3.
No Marv. No Mark Clement from downtown.
No, Marv. The last one was a 2, and this one was a 2. Bucks lead by 2. No, it's the Hawks that are leading
the Brewers 2. Are up by 6.
Somehow.
Touchdown, Hawks.
It was good. Like, Marv, come on. Are we watching the same game here? But that's okay. I'm a host who's mangled the English language from time to time.
Hey, listen, he got this call right with Collins. This is my favorite play of the game.
Oh, the big
here.
Slam.
Oh, absolutely.
Giannis, five-foot pass broken up by Bogdanovich. Here's Young with the lead, and Collins does the rest.
That was an alley-oop off the glass. It wasn't the first time in history, but my goodness, it's always exciting.
Oh, man.
Off the glass, alley-ooped, Collins, ja-boom!
Autumn jumped out of her seat at the bar with me.
Yeah, and Autumn actually watched the game with Jared Yamamoto. I guess she's kind of lonely. She's kind of she doesn't have friends in Atlanta anymore.
Oh, wow.
So she went and actually watched the game.
It was fun. We had a great time.
Did you give her a ride home?
Or did you just drop her off on the street? Hey, I got to go home.
Well, she actually was within walking distance of her hotel, okay. So it worked out
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I walked home.
That was...
I had to do a couple of things on the way home just to make it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I made it home.
But he didn't walk. He didn't make sure you were safe or anything. Well, you know what? Atlanta, violence is going down, yeah. So don't worry about it.
A guy on the street screaming, "You be!"
To you?
No. Just to no one. Just
to someone, but you couldn't see them.
Yes, maybe to someone from his past.
I love the millennial male. Hey, listen. I know it's 2021, and we don't assign roles to sexes anymore. So not like that anymore. But you know, old fashioned guy might if you're that close, maybe walk you down to the hotel or to be there. For
I did
you.
Offer.
It was.
Did you?
Huh? I think I did.
No.
No, that was very declarative. I did offer, and then. He looked at Autumn and said, "Well, I think I did.
I think I did. If
no.
I didn't, if
did
I didn't,
offer?
No, that was my bad.
Did
I dreamt
offer?
It. I dreamt it. Yeah.
So that was the most basketball you've ever watched in your life.
In my,
you put it all together.
My whole life.
And it's fun because people win.
It was so much fun. Well, I love going to I know that you don't like going to movies because you're always worried about someone eating their popcorn too loud.
No, people are loud.
Putting out their cell phone.
When you watch sporting events, it's okay for people to be loud. You're not missing anything.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I love going to a movie in the first opening days of it.
Yeah.
Because it's an experience with everyone that no one has seen it before, and if everyone's reacting at the same time, and that's what I felt like during the game, because something would happen, you know what I mean? And there's this swelling of the crowd, and then blah, it would explode, or something they would miss, or whatever.
You
it was really interesting.
You agree with Reggie Miller that we have to start putting the word super in front of star when we talk about Trae Young.
Yeah.
Can we start using super in front of star for him? Would you say this is a coming out party for him?
Absolutely.
He's a superstar now, right?
Well, look, man, I don't know what's going to happen next. I'm still in my gravy boat. I told you last week when they had the 28-point comeback in Philadelphia, it's all gravy from here. Eric Von Hessler said the Atlanta Hawks deserve a parade if it stops right there. It didn't stop right there. I'm still in the gravy boat. We're still in gravy land. But I'm beginning, man, last night. I'm starting to think, is this more than a deep run? Is there a possibility here? I don't want to let myself go there because you know what happens to me when I do that.
Yes. I mean, this is audio again from Hudson Grill in Midtown on a Wednesday.
Oh, is this you guys? You and Autumn? Autumn is in there. Autumn is in there. Now, Autumn was dancing on a table and just removed her top. There was a lot going on.
It's $50. Put it back on.
Hey, would you like to apologize?
No, you started it.
No, I brought it up as kind of a funny thing and maybe perhaps a fantasy of mine, but you're the one who brought it.
Offensive. All right. Too offensive.
Offensive, but flattering from my point of view. Flattering.
No, because it's insulting because I'm the person that would do that. Like, I'm the crazy wild.
I want to see Jared. Come on.
There you go.
Okay, how much?
Well, Jared was on the table as well. You just didn't allow me to get to that. I was going there. Didn't allow me to get that. Hashtag Eric is all inclusive. Let's get that one going. Hashtag Eric is great. Can we
Eric
get that going?
Great.
Yeah, hashtag Eric knows when somebody's going to be a superstar long. 2 to 3 years before
they actually can't spell that out.
Listen to me.
He's gonna have to wrap around
Eric
it.
Knows
when the that king when the king says right. Yeah, I don't. King ain't looking for opinions. You just write down that hashtag and you get it going. Hashtag Eric knows good players 2 to 3 years before anybody in the national sports media.
Yes, it can.
Maybe
get
we
that
can make
going.
It into an acronym.
Yeah, no. I want it all the way. I want people to see. I want
like
them to
Eric
know.
Knows. I'm going
to
go with that.
Eric knows.
Ooh. Hashtag Eric knows.
Eric Knows.
Yes.
Yeah, because otherwise we think it's your N-O-S-E.
Yeah, and people are often talking about my beautiful, dainty nose. So don't confuse
I'm
the masses as they've been confused. Who was I saw somebody after the Hawks beat the sent the Knicks back to New York or beat them in New York, and somebody was being kind of like, you know, all right, let's talk for 20 minutes about how the Knicks collapsed. Okay, now let's say nice things about Trae Young and the Hawks for about a minute and a half, and it ended with the expert, the pundit, saying, congratulations, you're probably going to get swept by the 76ers. These experts really, they really, really know basketball, or at the beginning of the year, they decide what's going to happen and then will not come off their script until then. I will be, it'd be interesting to see today if it turns after that 48-point thing, and people go, okay, you know what, we just got to give it up here. This guy is the next superstar. Anybody heard from Luka lately? Luka Doncic? I don't think he's done what Trae Young has done in his 3 years. Am I right?
I think you're 100% right.
Luka! Luka! Who was playing against grown men professionally when he's 13 years old. Oh, he's the rookie of the year. What about the rookie? What about the actual
rookie? Not my
rookie
of the year.
I said he was not my... Hey, all you Luka fans, look around.
Luka
around. Has Luka breathed the air that Trae Young is breathing right now? Oh, I guess you got a good start, but it turns out Eric was right 2.5, 3 years ago, and you were wrong. Don't worry, it happens a lot. Hell yeah.
Love the sports experts, the NBA experts. Hey, come on. What we know is that, you got your Luka, you got your Zion. These are the young, this is tomorrow. This is, that guy down there. Oh, he scores a lot. Yeah, but they're, no. The Luka, Zion, neither of whom have breathed the air.
Oh, LaMelo Ball.
Oh, LaMelo Ball. Yeah. I got another. Was LaMelo a part of the Lakers when they won?
No, this is the one that's in the Hornets.
Oh, okay.
It's the younger brother that just got drafted.
So none of those three have ever breathed the air that our Trae Young, once again, not named to the All-Star team for the All-Star game that was played in Atlanta, Georgia, just a few months ago. Boy, these people that do nothing but follow one sport really are really, really smart, aren't they? Mm. They really, really, can't teach accuracy. Sorry, Buffalo Bills. You got the wrong guy. Hey, I've been saying this all my life, and I've been writing it. You can't teach accuracy. So, there you go.
So how are they going to find an answer for this man right here?
Oh, my goodness.
I see a guy who's not worthy of being called an all-star for a game that's played in the town that he plays in. Get out of here.
He's a young Danny Ainge.
Thank you, Marv. Listen, I really appreciate you. It might be time to hang it up. You are hanging it up, right?
I'm hanging something in my closet.
Don't really want to know about that. So much. I'm not the only one who doesn't want to know about some things. And I realize this, and we can't. I mean, we'll get into it a little bit, but I recognize that, when you do current events these days, you always know that, I'm getting on this side of that silo, or I'm getting on this side of that silo, or, you know, whatever I say, there will be a group of people listening who immediately go, oh, yes, and then immediately a group of people, oh, no. And usually it has nothing to do with what, like, they didn't do the research, they didn't do the sourcing. It's just that they follow this kind of news outlet or that kind of news outlet, and they got their directions. And an awful lot of you got the directions a long time ago that any voice on the radio who even brings up Hunter Biden, notice the third word, laptop. Yeah. All right, you know what you're listening to. We've told you. No, you didn't source it. You tune into us so we can tell you who's on our side and who's on the other side. So, but it's not the most ground-shaking story in the world. But again, we talk about this all the time. I am not better than the other people who have ever lived in the world. I, like anyone else who's ever lived and died on this planet, cannot prove a negative. I can only throw stuff out there. I can only say from my worldly experience, boy, if this was happening to a different guy, like maybe Donald Trump Jr., this would be more than a story. The stories are always there. The question is, do you have to actually kind of dig through this to find the story, or does CNN say, this is the story. We're going to cover it. We're going to bring in pundits. We're going to tell you why. You just change one thing about this Hunter Biden story. The name to Donald Trump Jr. And this is a story that you will not have to dig for. It is a story that you would not be able to find any way in your life to get away from.
You can't even talk about it on Facebook at all.
Oh, no. It's because it's in that it's where what, that box that was formerly, if you opened it up, it had the Wuhan lab theory in it. You weren't allowed to go into.
Yeah.
The people on the committee that we've never heard of have decided that we can talk about. We can take that one out of the box. But Hunter and his laptop are still in there. Again, you didn't source it yourself, but the people you trust told you months ago. If you hear any voice mentioning these three words, Hunter Biden laptop, you didn't have to source it or find out yourself, but you trust us, and we told you what you're listening to.
It's Russian propaganda.
Propaganda. All even if there's a real laptop and there's real stuff on it, you trust us and you don't source, and we told you where you stand on this, right? Those are crazy people. That Eric Von Hessler, he told his audience for years that he's never heard a conspiracy theory that he ever believed. Disregard that. If his voice starts saying those three words, because you didn't source it, you trust us. Remember months ago we told you? So just, you know, keep on keeping on. Very funny story that if it was Donald Trump Jr., it would be the biggest story of the day.
Yeah.
Because with Donald Trump, I see stories in my aggregators. Somebody that Donald Trump had lunch with in 1997 looks like he may be going to jail. Is Donald Trump next? Newsflash. Donald Trump is not going to jail. You like that? Are you applauding over there? Okay, stop applauding. Another newsflash. Newsflash. Hillary Clinton is not going to jail.
What?
Oh, man. Newsflash. Joe Biden's not going to jail. Newsflash. Kamala Harris is not. Newsflash. We do not live in a South American country where the winners put the losers in jail. Newsflash. If you want that, you are not really... Well, you don't have the American spirit. So this story that would be huge if it was Donald Trump Jr., and I mean huge, overwhelming, Jeffrey Toobin would be opining from a perch of morality about this somehow. Looks like Joe Biden may have inadvertently paid for the Russian escort. We used to call them prostitutes. Consorts.
Sex provider.
A consort of sort. So he ended up paying $25,000 to this Russian prostitute.
That's a lot.
Well, she was only $8,000, but the first couple payments didn't go through, so he started using other cards. And then the other earlier payments that he thought weren't going through were going through.
Gosh, what isn't that annoying when that happens?
All of this is on that thing that if I say the words, you know that I'm an alt-right conspiracy, you know what. It's all on Hunter Biden's laptop. As a matter of fact, the Russian prostitute, very honest, she got in touch with him and told him, you overpaid me, I need to get this back.
That's nice.
And then the Secret Service is trying to get him out of the room because they're showing up going, look, you're spending money that's on the vice president. On his dollars. I don't know if he was the vice president at the time, but they showed up using, they started using his Secret Service name.
Oh.
And Hunter's like, I'll be down. Like 10 minutes. This is all available now. They're knocking on the door. We're knocking on the door. Let us in. I'll be there in a minute. I don't know what he was doing in between. But who cares? His name's not Donald Trump Jr.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A strange story. I'm not a big tattoo guy. People know that about me. And
you have that one on your back.
Yeah.
I know, we're not supposed to say.
Oh, sorry. Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
How many times
Mics
have I
hot.
Told you?
Yeah.
That was one drunken evening.
Uh-huh.
With I was hanging out with a very good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Down in Mobile, right?
Yeah, we're just friends.
I understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean the bear, the detail work on the bear.
Yeah.
I mean it's good.
Jeez.
I know.
Well,
that you're
embarrassed,
stood
out, but it's out. There's a whole story that goes on, and
it's fighting that shark
at the very end. I learned
bear versus shark.
See, you don't even get the point of the back tattoo. There's a whole story that goes on there, and in the end, I learn how to become comfortable with who I truly am.
Do better would be a nice start.
Thank you. I'm not a big fan of tattoos, as I was saying. before I was so rudely interrupted.
With comedy?
Yeah. Not a big fan of tattoos.
I don't like art.
And then my kids, they yell at me. Blah, 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 blah. I have a lot of friends with tattoos. That's not something that I, oh, you have a tattoo. I'm not going to. It's not. I have plenty of friends with tattoos. They bore me because each tattoo seems to have a story attached to it. By the time I get to the third one, this guy's got a sleeve.
This like, flower represents my baby daughter.
Like, oh, this is this is my buddy I lost. I'm like, it's the Roadrunner. How is that like a
he was
his
favorite Warner
buddy,
Brothers?
I guess
he
apparently.
Was fast.
He was
too.
Always like beep beep.
Always tricking coyotes.
Yeah. His last words.
Now when I get out of the
he's
shower.
Clever.
So I'm not, now here's the thing. I'm also, although I would not put these two things in the same category at all, and my response to them even in the same category. So I'm not a fan of tattoos, but I'm really, really, really not a fan of Nazis. I do not like Nazis. I just don't.
You want to go on the record?
I'm going to go on. Look, I know it's a courageous.
I know, you're brave.
I'm going to step out on a limb here and tell you that the Von Hessler Doctrine is anti-Nazi.
Go ahead.
We do not enjoy the whole Nazi thing. So here's a story that kind of stood out to me. Austrian soldier. You know, Hitler was actually from Austria. Austrian soldier imprisoned for showing photos of testicle swastika tattoo. I'm just trying to get what? By. First of all, somebody has to have the thought.
Uh-huh.
All right, we know there are horrible people in the world, right? We know that
sure.
exists, right? It's overdone, and if you turned on CNN, you think it's every neighbor and you have around you. But obviously, there are hateful, horrible people in the world. So you got the person who has to think of it. Then they have to think of where they're going to put it. And then they have to get somebody who will do it. Now, I guess you could do it yourself. It might be one of those, your girlfriend does your tattoo and the ink and the whatever. But now let me ask you this. If you are as virulently, word I have trouble with.
You did it.
Virulently.
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 I had it until you couldn't do it.
Virulently.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Nazism as I am. But let's say that you've met this Austrian soldier at a bar, and you kind of dig him, but you're a lady who you never thought anybody would ask about it. But if anybody asked me, I'd tell you, well, I hate the Nazis. But then you go and you get that far into the lovemaking act, and then boop, there it is, a swastika. Wait, the last place swastika.
Yeah, you're like not, British there.
Yeah, not swastika.
Swastika.
Swastika. And it's like, what do you do at that point? If you're having a really good time, and then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, I didn't expect to see that here. Then you just shut it down,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
At that point, you have to shut it down.
What is that?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, you're the guy. What's that?
It's pride.
Well, if she's a French girl, he just goes.
Well, it'd be over. It'd be over in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just going to lay back down.
There's so many levels to something like this. Like the thought, first of all, I want to have a swastika on my body. Secondly, I want it there.
Yeah.
Third, you got to decide left or right.
Oh, mm-hmm. Maybe it's in the middle.
No, it's on one. It said, well, I guess you're right.
I'm sure it was on the right.
You would think.
The right.
You would think. It might be on the left, because that would be the alternative to the right, which would be the alt-right.
Yeah.
How about that?
Oh!
Hey, the
don't
other
challenge
left.
My knowledge of testicles and Nazi memorabilia.
How was it found? Sorry.
I don't know. The soldier said he had been very drunk when he got the swastika tattoo.
Yeah, put it on there.
It'll be hilarious.
I love when people blame things on alcohol. I've been really drunk. This would never happen to me. It would just, it's not even, unless somebody abducted me and was torturing me, this would not happen to me. Sentence handed out. Okay, he's going to jail, I guess. All that stuff is it's against the law. It's verboten. It's so when the soldier showed others with whom he had served the pictures. See, you start. Now he wants to apologize about it, but then at some point when he wasn't drunk, he was showing people pictures of. First of all, I wouldn't show people pictures of my nads.
No.
Well, what about
even if you had like something on it that you liked?
Well, I do.
Well, wait a second. What about this text thread you've sent all of us here?
Yeah.
I've kind of seen this before.
What?
It's not the first time you sent
Well, look, I have certain artwork on my Nads. But that's when I send those out because I have a lot of friends who are art lovers.
Yeah.
And I, you know,
when
this
they
has got nothing to do with the Nad
part.
You
have Starry Night on
you. You know what I call my
beautiful.
Yeah, you know what I call my, you know what I call my Nads?
What?
A canvas.
Oh. All right. Yeah, I was going to say though, like, how do they tattoo something like that? Do you think they have to like stretch it out over a knee or something?
Now we're thinking about
it.
Can I say something, Paul Stanley?
Oh, you would know.
I would. Let me tell you this.
Do you have a star down there?
No, but let me tell you, when we did the KISS logo in Germany, we had to change it because it resembled the SS symbol.
That is true. That is true. And you kept it.
Thank you, you too.
When they first went over, they were accused of being anti-Semites, and the KISS logo was banned. And then this one, they had to say, well, you know, half the band's Jewish.
Half of us are.
They're very strange.
Just the good half.
Just a very, you didn't like the other guys. They were kind of drug addicts.
No, they were
half drug addicts.
Italian drug addicts.
Yeah. Did you see that? I didn't know this. Paul Stanley in his book, there's dueling biographies at this point, autobiographies. And in Paul Stanley's book, he said that he thought Ace and Peter were anti-Semites.
Yeah.
And then Ace Frehley said, yeah, just because I'm clean and sober now, the guy doesn't have anything to blame it on. So now he's going to call. It's like, would you be in a band? How does that work? I'm not a hateful person. I don't really have hate in my heart. So I don't really know how it works. But I would think that if I hated people that much, I probably wouldn't be in a band.
I just don't like the two that are in KISS with us. That doesn't make me hate all of them.
I don't even know who you're doing.
I'm doing Ace.
Oh, okay, I don't know. When's the last time anybody ever heard Ace Frehley? This moment right here. Well, they're all clean and sober, and Peter Criss is beaten his bout of breast cancer, so everything's good on the KISS front, and they are not anti-Semites. But this Australian soldier with the swastika tattoo on his testicle, I got a feeling. I got a feeling he leans in one, if you know what I mean, direction. All right, and all I'm saying is they are, no doubt, I didn't say that about One Direction.
What?
What happened to One Direction?
You're going to get it on.
Do you think that One Direction? Do you think that One Direction, nobody knows who they are now because of BTS?
Yeah.
Remember the One Direction? They were all the
They were.
If all
were they also Korean?
No. One Direction was English, I believe.
Oh, okay,
Simon
three...
Cowell put them together. Okay. So if you put the two bands together, if all 25 members of One Direction and BTS walked in, I wouldn't recognize any of them. But I know that One Direction was very, very. They were the thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, it's kind of like, for Giannis, you know, here comes Trey.
Yeah. You're not always good. I get them confused with. The Jonas Brothers, One Direction.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know them if they walked in either. I think I get them confused with the Property Brothers or whatever. Those two guys.
Those twins?
Those twins. Tension between those two twins.
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Right?
You're right.
Excuse me. I think that's something you're bringing
to
I'm a casual viewer, and I'm like, these dudes are creepy.
Come on! Yeah. Come on!
They have a teddy bear that you don't want to look at.
What?
That is one way of putting it. All right. Listen, if any lawyers for real estate famous people are listening, I totally dissociate myself from these comments. As far as I know, unbelievably handsome dudes who have great beard trimmers, and I have nothing to say negative or pejoratively about them. You have some headlines?
Yes. President Biden is set to unveil a series of executive orders aimed at reducing violence. And,
he talked about it yesterday. I guess, it's funny because you see this a lot with crime. Has risen ridiculously.
Because of COVID.
Homicides are up in Atlanta 56%, but there are other places, other cities, and it all comes down to, it's exactly the same places that when you saw the most rhetoric about defunding the police, everything, it may be a coinkydink, I'll give you that, but it's a coinkydink that it's the same. So now they have to act like violence. This is a new thing. We'll have to put together a blue ribbon panel and figure out exactly what to do about this. We've had 10,000 years of human civilizations. We know how to stop crime. We know how to bring violence down. Your politicians are full of everything you could imagine their hindquarters being full of when they come to you and act like, hey, you elected us. We'll figure out what this violence thing is. It's been figured out. You have to have courage as a politician to do some of the things necessary to bring down crime. You'll be called this, that, and the other, but you're not supposed to throw your hat in the ring unless you're willing to be called this, that, and the other. We're not all politicians, are you? You decided to run. When you decide to run, guess what? You just might win. And when you win, you're on the hook to solve problems. And there's no solving of a political problem that doesn't piss a whole bunch of people off. And now they have social media, so they can call you all kinds of names. So don't throw your hat in the ring if you're not willing to be called this, that, or the other. You're not the type of person that should be doing this for a living. But so now we have to act like, and so from Biden up in D.C., to our mayor, well, we're going to study this, and we're going to... The studies have been done. I know it's hard to believe, but there was a time when Rudy Giuliani was considered America's mayor before he lost his... before he went bonkers and completely lost his mind. New York City was a hellhole. He became mayor. He had policies. New York City became a safe place for tourists and people who lived there. That information, just go get that information. What did he do? Now adapt it to your city. I just saved the taxpayers all kinds of money, no blue ribbon panels necessary. But then again, I'm not a politician, so I can actually be honest with you.
Eric Von Hessler, he's just very dynamic and very fun guy to listen to.
I like the different points of view from the doctrinaires.
95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
Sometimes I forget we're doing the video presentation, and even though during the commercials you can't hear anything on it, I realized I was picking my teeth, so I apologize for that. Yeah, a wayward peanut there.
Hey, the listeners from Orlando were loving it.
We got a lot of listeners from Orlando for some reason. Good morning. Good morning. And viewers from Orlando as well. Very quickly, we're talking about the Biden thing. So he says something here that I think he's getting a little... I think sometimes Biden is saying things off the cuff. There is some truth to what he's saying here. Don't freak out on me. I will explain it afterward. But generally, it's kind of seen as, if not a gaffe, just one of those weird things that Biden said.
If you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons.
Now, people say, oh, there goes that Biden again. But yeah. There's truth in that. And let me parse it out a little bit. So when people say, well, I want to be armed... First of all, I believe in, Second Amendment, Second Amendment. If the First Amendment is the First Amendment for a reason and you believe that, then the Second is as well. Is me, I'm not a...
Yes.
Now, I do think that there are people who fetishize guns. I don't think that a fetish for guns is a... I'm not into the right-wing authors that, hey, I'm a girl and look at me, I'm sexy with my gun calendar. I'm not really into that. But the Second Amendment is the Second Amendment. But when my friends say, yeah, well, I want to be able to take on the government, it's like, wait, the Pentagon, the military? I don't think. But in reality, what they're saying is, I want to be able to stand my ground in the back of their mind, thinking long enough till maybe the media shows up and there's a, okay, what's going on here and what's happening? So I don't think anybody really believes that from, their cabin in the woods, they can defeat the entire military of the United States of America. They're just saying, I want to be able to create some moments here so maybe I can hold my own until some understanding. We used to have reporters who cared about stuff like that in this country, so that may be gone now. But I think Biden was kind of making an offhand remark that, I don't care how many guns you have, you're not going to beat the military. Hour two, the Von Hessler Doctrine begins right now. Got to pace myself.
Ooh.
Long day. It's a marathon, not a sprint. We have a second show that we're doing tonight from 6 to 8 because during the pandemic, many great, wonderful people spent a bunch of money to get to be in a private audience for their own live show, which we're going to have here in the live lounge, but with the pandemic stuff, and we're still not completely open. So we are going to do that tonight. Not here, although I want to tell you the where, because it's not open to the public. You have to be somebody who gave to the Carathon for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. But this show cares about you. So in a couple of weeks, we're going to take a summer break for a week. And as always, and I'm trying to push, Jared says he thinks we're at 55%. I like going on break knowing that the audience is going to hear 60-40, 60% new material, 40% some of the best of. We're getting close. We're getting close.
You think you want to tape, do some more podcast 45s next week?
Yeah.
We can do that? We can make it happen?
I like it.
As long as these guys are good.
What I like is we leave for a week, and I want people to know that there's going to be stuff that you're going to hear for the first time. And we'll be doing it. So the live show that will be seen tonight will be the first 2 hours, I believe, of one of the shows.
That's
when
right.
When we're gone for a week.
2 weeks from today. It'll be that following, right, that Thursday.
So you will all hear that then, because the Von Hessler Doctrine loves you and cares about you. Yes, we do need to take vacations like everyone else.
Well,
I've looked at it in all the years. It's been over 100 years of since Marconi played the rumba and people started to listen to the radio. And I believe that we are the only show in history that provides 60% new material on the week that we're, and we mix it up in there so you don't know where it's going to be, except we just told you we're 2 hours and it's going to be, and it's going to be a week from now. The first 2 hours.
Why do we do that? Weeks.
Why do we do what?
Why do we provide 60% new material?
Because I love the audience.
Oh.
That's we love the audience. Yeah. Obviously, I do. I don't know about you if you're asking that way.
No, I'm asking to like
and by
get
the way,
you to say nice things. It's like, you know, I'm working with
I get what you're saying. Okay. What you're saying. No, it's a very nice thing. And also, we don't get paid an extra dime for it. There's nothing. We don't have to do it. It's something that we decide to do. I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying I think it's, I wouldn't want to walk away for a week. I mean, when we did our 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks at Christmas, we still had 60-40 new material to old.
Oh, believe me.
We like to, I know, and
yeah,
Jared.
Yeah, I did a lot of work.
Jared does a great job. So thanks to everybody who gave to Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Obviously, with the pandemic, we had to put this off, and we have the fun of actually going and doing that show tonight. Yes.
And if you want to get involved in this in the future, you're like, hey, I want to be part of this private audience. We actually have the next Carathon coming up, yeah, July 29th and 30th. We basically give our airwaves up for the Aflac Cancer and Blood Disorder Center at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Good job.
And we're going to offer this up. We're going to do two live lounges next year because it was so popular this year. So
absolutely,
if you want to get involved with all the incentive items, you can go to WSBRadio.com right now and you can see all of the Von Hessler.
They're already up there.
They're already there.
Oh, haven't we got our ducks in a row,
yeah,
for heaven's sakes. All right, I believe, you know, I wanted to mention this. You know, a lot of people on the left, they don't like Amazon. I mean, hold on. No, they buy almost everything they buy from Amazon.
Right.
But they don't like Jeff Bezos because he's terrible and he's rich. I mean, who cares about the fact that he started Amazon in his garage and did what he did?
He gives people jobs.
Yeah, all that. We can't stand that about him. But here's something that maybe the open-minded in the world might kind of like. Amazon's one of the biggest employers in the country.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And they've made a decision to stop testing for marijuana. And where the big employers go, right? Now, as an employer, I have to compete for
those.
So, okay, we're not going to, you know, it's about time. When it comes to marijuana, especially at that level, that should be bus drivers, you know, train conductors, pilots, somebody who has other people's lives in their hands.
Yeah.
But no, if I'm renting you a video or something, I don't really don't think that
behind the counter of a drugstore,
yes,
like you know, selling candy bars and giving change, like you don't.
And by the way, if you show up messed up all the time, you should be fired.
Yeah.
We don't test for alcohol, but show up to work 3 or 4 times. Drunk out of your mind, you're not going to have a job for very long.
Right.
And again, if you're a bus driver, train conductor, airline pilot, I'd like to know if you're drinking. I'd like to know if you're doing drugs. But regular jobs, you're in a warehouse, you're working with robots who are going to find, you know, some, you know,
robot, bro.
It's the Von Hessler.
Crazy.
God, he needs another bath pillow. Okay, send the robot down to bath pillows.
I'm the high employee. What?
These robots are so slow in my neighborhood.
Can't the robot do it?
No, not that robot. Those are the delivery robots.
Oh, those are so slow. They are
so slow.
They are
so slow.
So.
Wow.
Somebody, that is going to be an NFT, a non-fungible token. That
was
actually
Mark the time and Cheney B. Mark that.
Actually, Jared said so. We didn't get the third so. We may have.
I realize those robots are so slow, the delivery Amazon robots, that it is as if they are high because they go so slow.
They are. They're hippies.
Yeah.
They're
robots.
The robots, the hippie robots. They're the ones that, you know what, they don't want to be cooped up in the warehouse, man.
I like being outside. Yeah, I can vape.
Yeah. Dude, where's this person's house, though?
Oh.
Like, it's like it goes from one number to the next.
What's this dog about to do?
Oh no, man. Hey, it's just nature, man.
You harshing my mellow.
So right. Cool, bro.
I know. You
sidewalk sucks, dude.
Hey, can you go in the road, please? Not on the sidewalk,
the
please?
The road?
Yeah. What, do you want to be behind, like okay, in a so car
they,
behind it?
When they cross the street, they have big sirens that go off. They're like, wheel, 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 wheel. And so they
excuse
they
me, I'm passing through.
So I'd love it if they went there. Just run those little sirens like that in the middle of the road. Get out of the sidewalk, though.
No, she's right. You ever been behind like a cyclist or something? You're like, okay, I know you've got the road. I got a place to go. So you want to be behind that thing?
The cyclists that are wearing the helmet and like the skin tight gear or whatever.
Yeah, they're
those
serious.
At least. Are like another vehicle, but if you're just like and you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk, those people should be on the sidewalk.
Listen, I've always thought that bikes should be on the sidewalk. I do, and I also think that you should. Now, these are not the rules, kids. I'm not telling you to do this, but I think in a better world, you're taught to if you're on a bicycle. To go against traffic, so you can see it coming at you.
Yeah,
I don't want people behind
That's
me.
How
I it's like, I like going toward.
Because you're supposed to walk against traffic.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to ride as a vehicle.
As a vehicle.
Whatever. So listen, I respect people. I respect human beings if they're on a bicycle, but I don't want to be. It's one thing that I got to. Okay, this is a person. That's holding me up. I don't want some hippie robot.
And you can't even go like, oh, excuse me, sorry, because you're in your car. You can like,
And they probably got cameras all over them if you kick them.
Oh, dude. I got a flat tire.
You did exactly what about probably every other person your age did that day, which is take video of me.
Why is he taking a video of me, dude?
By the way, it's an audio media, but we haven't even told people that you walked behind one of these things in a neighborhood.
Oh, I snuck up on it. I said, get off my sidewalk.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have
what
sensors.
What is this dude yelling at me for?
Well, because you're in the middle of the sidewalk. You little robot?
Yeah, but like I get to be on the sidewalk too.
No, you don't. It's my sidewalk. This is my city. You don't pay taxes.
I could say you're on my sidewalk.
Exactly. No, yeah. You're new to the neighborhood.
Oh, hold on. No. Amazon, her boyfriend, Amazon, pays for the taxes.
Isn't it our sidewalk?
Yeah, like it's like God's sidewalk.
Can you go a little faster at least, please?
I mean, this is my top speed.
Hey, bro, I'm going as fast as I can.
A lot of people haven't even seen these things. They're a little blue. They look like...
They're cute.
They're a little blue. They look like coolers. Like little coolers with wheels.
Oh,
and
beer.
Have you seen the ones that are inside grocery stores that like clean up?
No, I don't go into grocery
stores. Look, they're taking our jobs, these stupid robots. Can we send them back to
That's
the future?
That's why I'm saying we got to close down the border. These robots are coming from...
Roboville.
They're taking all of our jobs.
Well, the one in the grocery store had big eyes on it so that people wouldn't kick it over.
You know, it actually works. If you put a fake human face on it, people are less likely. Although there are people who spit in real humans' faces. I'm sure they would spit into a robot's face.
There was a study done that if you put eyes on a sign that you post somewhere asking people not to do something, that they're less likely to do it. But just because there's printed eyes on the
But the real point of that study was to show that people are really stupid.
Yes.
They're easily tricked.
Sure.
It's not hard. Oh, that seems human to me. It's a sign. Let's not disappoint the sign.
Sign's looking at me.
Sign's giving me the stink eye. We'll be back. I've been in radio for a long time because I'm getting old. And I tell you, it's like, I don't know if you noticed this, but when you brought up bicycles or cycling or anything, there's just a few weird things where you just do not want to mess with that crowd. It's like you end up, I live a life of, I try to avoid conflict, really. And so I've been in this game long enough that I know that if you talk about cyclists, there's probably going to be a meeting with your boss about something because somebody called. And then I say, I look in the mirror and I says to myself, Eric, I says, because I'm on a first name basis. And I says, Eric, do you really care about cyclists? No. Wouldn't you rather just end the show and just go home? Yeah. So we're already, somebody's mad, right?
Oh, yeah. Mike on YouTube says, Eric, you're completely wrong about the bikes riding on the sidewalk. This puts pedestrians walking on the sidewalk in danger, especially around corners. Same thing with all these scooters.
See,
it's much safer on the road.
Okay, great. You know what? What's obvious to me is you think about this a lot. I don't. So you win. Is that going to keep me out of a meeting? I wonder how many.
I wonder how many
activists realize that the host kind of works their way around, not because they care or you like enlightened them about anything or whatever. It's just like most radio hosts are, you know, kind of lazy like me. Like, can I get home without a meeting? Okay, yeah. Fine. I don't care.
Whatever you need.
I just got a text from Drew.
I
feel like you're not being lazy, because I think the lazy thing would be to sit and argue and create content and like stretch out this segment.
That's hackneyed radio right there. That's what that is.
Hackneyed is lazy.
This is what I think. Whenever people show up and like, my point has always been, if I have a radio show, let's say that, because you talk about selling out or is it true or whatever. My feeling has always been, if my bosses tell me, if they say, Eric, there's five things we never want you to talk about. This is the mistake that a lot of radio people make. Like, well, no, I'm talking about this. I look at it and go, well, okay, there's 9,325 other things I can talk about. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to focus on those things, and I'm just going to accept the paycheck from this person who told me I can't talk about five things. That being said, I've never been told anything like that here at WSB. I have been told in the past, back in the Funky Bunch days, remember that radio show?
Yeah, I do.
Eric Von Hessler and his Funky Bunch?
That's right.
Was on Rock and Roll Radio.
It got so funky, it was amazing. Amazing jingles.
The Bunch got out of hand, though, as far as I'm concerned. Well, it just got very...
one bad apple.
Kind of crazy sometimes. Mm. Yeah, I've heard that, Donny Osmond. I have... It spoils the whole bunch, girl. The whole Funky Bunch.
The whole Funky Bunch.
So,
It got extra funky.
So I've been pretty lucky in my career, but it doesn't bother me if a boss, hey, you know what, don't mess with a cyclist. I don't need it. I don't need the trouble. I just think, okay, there's a billion other things that I can talk about. Did you put up the video that we did back in, what was it, October of...
2019, yeah, right before the pandemic.
When this host... Smartest guy in the world was telling Atlanta, this dude, Trey Young, he's something else. And he was kind enough to meet us. And at the time, Jared was, I still haven't seen Jared play basketball, but he used to brag about his game. So I dragged him down there to the Hawks training facility and had Trey Young.
You did not drag me. I was excited to go.
I mean, he helps you, gives you some pointers on your game.
Yeah.
And he was the coolest person in the world. You know, these guys, he just was done with practice. He always said, hey, we want you to meet these two idiots from radio, but he didn't come in with any kind of attitude. He was just very cool and fun, and
we talked to him for probably like 15-20 minutes.
I remember when I told him the story that is the truth, and I think I said this a couple days ago, so I'll repeat myself. I don't care. It's a good story. So I went to Hawks. My relationship with the Hawks has been, I want them to win. I'm in Atlanta, but they've never really gotten, it's not exciting enough to really, really, really get to sink your teeth into.
We had great teams, but they just couldn't go enough.
So quite often, the only time I would see the Hawks is when I would do it with a client. I think it was George Stein and myself and sales guy Dave Cohen. I think we went to a game. It wasn't courtside, it wasn't Spike Lee courtside, but it was kind of like if you're the second person in a popular sitcom courtside. We were still on the court, but we weren't in the front of the court. And
you weren't Quavo.
And I was, I think I was there before Quavo. I got to say, I don't know that for a fact, and I don't want to die. So I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I may have been there as on the Trae Young train as early as Quavo, or maybe even a little bit before. But my experience was, I tell people after last night, I didn't see anything from this guy that surprised me that I haven't seen before, because I had been going to Hawks games wanting them to win. Usually they wouldn't. And I would just be in conversations with whoever I was with, and we would do it as kind of a company thing. And then that one day, that was the first time I didn't know. I had heard Trae Young's name. It was his rookie season, and watched him play. And it was the first time, and I told him this, it was the first time that after that I turned on Hawks games because I wanted to see a member. Because that guy, I didn't say, oh, the Hawks are playing. I said, oh, Trae Young's playing. And then started to seek him out. And that was a little bit of what happened on that day. So is it going to be posted where?
Yeah, I was going to say, Clive Cliverson will be happy with this plug here. So I posted on my personal social media last night. I'll post it on the Von Hessler Doctrine Instagram Von Hessler Doctrine Facebook right now.
And then also there's that great photo of me and Trey together.
Duncan.
I'm a little bit taller than he is.
Oh, you're proud of that, aren't you?
A little bit taller.
Did you play horse?
No, I didn't make a fool out of myself. I had Jared make a fool out of himself playing basketball in front of Trae Young. But I just like the picture of me because I'm super skinny. That's right. Pretty soon, marijuana will be legal in the lower 48 and the other two as well. Is marijuana legal in Alaska? It should be. Come on.
It's legal to grow, I believe it was. It's always
been. Come on. Alaska. Who lives in Alaska? People who are like, they're wanted on something and they just get out of the country, right? I mean, you can do that, right?
You're still
like
in the country.
No, but I mean, get out of basically Dutch. In Russia, for God's sakes, and you know, certain parts of Alaska.
Yeah, that's true, and I can see it from my house.
That's right. So wherever that is. But I mean, if you find yourself in Yellowknife.
Well, that's in Canada.
It's legal for recreational use since 2015.
Who?
Oh, look at that.
And before that, it was legal to grow your own.
Oh, I was thinking Ice Road Truckers was in Alaska, but I thought Yellowknife was
Yellowknife is the capital of the Northwest Territory. It's in the Arctic Circle where they're, if you'd watched Alone, you would know that.
Look at you showing off. Yes. It's the capital.
But you know what they're doing
here? Magellan.
Let me just tell you this real quick.
I'm just saying, if you find yourself in one of these places, if you find yourself... up in Alaska, I'm not talking about Juneau. No, Juneau's
Anchorage.
A big city. Yeah, big cities. Some other.
Nome.
You know, like, that's still too big.
That's it. That's
backwoods.
I think those are the only two.
But there's little towns and hamlets. If you find yourself in a town or hamlet in Alaska, probably you've committed a crime that doesn't rise to the level that the FBI cares enough to go find you there. Like, obviously, there's a crime like murder. They will continue to pursue you. But some white-collar crime, maybe you stole a little money from the boss, and you end up, that's what I figured.
Kind of like Fort Greenlee, Alaska, or something like that?
Fort Greenlee, exactly. Yeah. Actually, that's probably a military place, right?
Yeah, so, new style hook.
There we go. That's a place like that. You know, I'm talking the Stony River.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Okay. When I think of Stony River, I think of it's the kind of place where you see homes that are never quite completed. Like part of it is beautiful, and then the other part is covered with tarp, like a some sort of plastic see-through,
right.
You know, kind of thing. It's like living in that kind of place. I always think, all right, half the population here has run from the lower 48 for one reason. Maybe it's not the law. Maybe they just don't ever want their.
I always wanted to work at a cannery.
Yeah, maybe you want to marry people. Maybe you want to have three wives at the same time. Who knows? There's things.
What are you talking about?
Well, no, they changed the laws.
Oh. Yeah, I think it's illegal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's illegal now.
Love can't.
Well, look the other way. Look the other way. It is kind of goes on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I figure it's got to be. So it is legal in Alaska because I'm in Alaska. Come on, what are you going to come after me?
That's true.
In the middle of nowhere.
I'm in. You know.
What about Hawaii?
I would say
probably recreational.
It's probably dangerous. You don't want to do
Maui,
it.
Maui,
Wowie,
and all.
You're only doing it while you're surfing.
Yeah.
Because you can get really messed up.
Hey, bro, let's surf.
All those surfers are well-known for being stoners.
It's legal.
Is it legal in Hawaii?
Yep.
What's going on
cannabis
in Georgia?
In Hawaii.
What's going on in Georgia? What's going on?
Mm-hmm. We got to do a lot of different things first before we get the wacky weed legal, Scott.
It was the first state to legalize through state legislature rather than ballot initiative.
Oh, well, that means it was imposed on the people rather than the people voting for
They're
it.
Like, we know you want it.
Well, I mean, then you can always throw the people out.
Aloha.
Yeah.
That means hello.
Ahaya. There's no low involved.
Mahalo.
Ahaya. Ahaya.
Ahaya.
Ahaya. Hey, hiya.
Hey.
Hey.
Ahaya.
Welcome to not Ohio. It's not legal there.
Ahaya.
It is legal in Ohio.
Is it legal in Ohio?
I believe it is.
The concrete state?
I think so.
Have you ever seen more concrete in your life than the state of Ohio? I haven't.
It fits in the mix category. This is from marijuana.org here.
Decriminalized kind of thing?
Yes, that's what it's saying here. But
come
we're
on,
also
Georgia.
In the mix category, too.
I need my card so I can get my medicine.
Hey, I want to say something to people in Georgia who are against it. When it's legal, you're not going to be forced to smoke it. You can still, if you don't like it, you don't have to. It's not for everybody, you know. Just want to point that out. I think some people may think that. So, oh my God, if it's illegal, I'm going to be forced to smoke pot. No, it turns out you can still not smoke pot.
It's medical use only in Ohio, not recreational.
Yeah, I have headaches, man.
I've got glaucoma, dude.
For a while in California, it was like that, but I still had friends out there after I moved here. And the medical, you would walk into these places and they would have basically, like if you go into a pizza shop and they have that menu board behind them, would give you all the things that you should complain about when the doctor sees you. So there's a list of things. A good one was migraines.
Yeah.
You know, and so you go in and but here's the thing, and everybody got a prescription for those years in California, except not everyone, right? Like, what kind of a loser are you that you show up and they go, you're not getting a prescription for marijuana, even though we're basically just handing them out here. You're too dangerous. All right. Well, it's my little riff on because what we're talking about. Oh, Amazon is going to stop testing for it. That's going to change things.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change things. This Jeff Bezos, before he blows himself up in space, he's leaving behind a good legacy. Some kind. You have some open mics?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I got some important news here.
Is this Daily Herald?
Hey, Daily Herald, here. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, you're always giving us this news that's not really, it's not all that important or exciting.
Well, this is both.
Okay.
Yeah, this important isn't, it's not relevant exciting. To right. our lives.
The Millerton United Methodist Church on Main Street is going to be putting on their annual Strawberry Festival from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday.
Main Street in Atlanta?
I don't know. Millerton, Pennsylvania. They got.
Okay. What does that have to do with?
Well, it's the United Methodist Women's Bake Sale. It'll be at the same location.
We're just talking about marijuana laws. It's kind of a national thing.
Well, I don't know if they're going to care if you show up there or hey or whatever. But they
I'm
got
just saying, we were talking about real news here.
Well, this is big, important news because this is a community rummage starts at 8 as well.
Okay. I didn't realize that. I apologize, Daily
Are
Herald.
They still taking donations for that?
Breaking.
Well, yeah. You can go to the Millerton Strawberry Festival.org and donate if you can't make it.
You know, he broke the story yesterday. That after what was it like 85 years they got rid of the bottomless cup of coffee at
it was a shame but you know it's still COVID you know
yeah exactly
just outside of Moyne right
yeah, thank you just outside of Moyne
just outside Iowa. Moyne yeah
okay thank you Daily Herald for your
Millerton's right outside of Bungie
Bungie
mm-hmm.
Are you making fun of me
no Bungie's town you go down what you do you take a French Hill Road over there you go down
Bailey so you're like Cricker. A community newspaper that's why you're giving us these
oh no we're nationwide that's important yeah like okay. Patch but it's print. We're not online.
You're like a print patch.
We're like a print patch. We're not online at all. So you know, you just go. Well, Daily Herald is, but
thank you, Daily Herald. Yeah. Appreciate the updates. you got some mics?
Yeah, I was telling you how I've seen on the roads in Atlanta and coming back from the Outer Banks, North Carolina, how I saw all these cars that are putting Snapchat handles, Instagram handles, Facebook handles on their back windshield, so that way you can follow them, you can like them. And I finally saw one with a Venmo sign.
Yeah, like, hey, you like my hoop-de-doo ride? Donate to my Venmo, and maybe you'll see me around again sometime. Yeah, I don't quite understand that. Hey, everybody, we're becoming a nation of beggars. This is not good. This is not good. It used to be the last thing you did was ask somebody for money. Like, you, even if you needed it, even if you knew you were going to pay it back, it was just a kind of point of personal pride. You know, like, oh, I don't, just don't want to. There were people that I know during the pandemic that I openly said, hey, listen, you know, it's going to be tough for the next year or so. You need any help, let me know. And no one took me up on it. Like, they were thankful, but they, it's like, no, I'm not going to, not at that point. Don't need to. Now we've raised these people because like OnlyFans or something. I don't know what. Everything is, hey, fund me. We have an old fashioned way of you being funded. It's called a job.
Well, this, right.
What happened?
This open micer saw something around the metro, and you got to listen to this.
Yeah. Hey, this is Kyle Woodstock. I was listening to your show on my way in, and you were talking about the people with the Venmo on the back of their car. The other day, I passed one downtown, and it said, bachelorette party, buy us a drink, ? With their Venmo. How about no?
How about no?
How about no?
I mean, but it's a weird, there's a mental thing that's happened, and I think it's important. It's not even mental, it's moral, you know? Asking strangers, other people for money, there's no morality problem there anymore. It's just, hey, you've got money, I need money, why don't you give me some of your money? And, you know, you need to dance for a couple of minutes? Okay, I'll dance for a couple of minutes. No, send me the money. How's your OnlyFans page doing there, Autumn?
Well, I don't have an OnlyFans page, but I did ask for money to move out of that horrible apartment.
That's right.
And I remember.
And the people came to you.
Yeah.
And what did you do for those people? Was anything?
Thanked them.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I feel bad. I mean, I kind of agree with what you're saying, but I also feel like, well.
Well, I feel like when you got the divorce, you let them all down, right? Because they didn't pay for you to get out of that apartment. They paid for you, your husband, and your children.
Yeah.
They thought they were setting you guys up for a long life together.
Yeah.
Oops. Now, see?
So I should have stayed.
No, you should have written a little card by hand to everybody and said, listen, I know this is a little disappointing, and now I don't live in the place that you paid for me to go live at. I left there.
Yeah.
But at the time, it was needed and necessary.
It really was.
Yeah, I judge you. I judge you. And this is part of me. I judge you.
Well, I set it up, and I thought, oh, this is a great idea. And then once it was live, I was like, oh, no, why am I doing this? And then I
Did you send your used socks or anything to people? Just anything?
No. I honestly have thought about doing stuff like that, like selling feet pics or something. Something innocuous that I don't find sexual
but
in any way.
Other
so it
do.
Doesn't yeah, so it doesn't feel like degrading.
Hey, by the way,
but
you know
listen,
what they say. They say sometimes you're not into what the stalker's into. Yeah. It really doesn't matter. You don't have to they don't have to be just, you know, I need to be closer to those feet.
Well, what I always think is like why do I have to subject myself to this strange
you don't.
Way? Yeah.
You just have to get on that DoorDash app and get out there. And,
yeah.
You know. Do you rather drive around slogging food to other people or just post pictures of your feet?
Yeah.
I understand that. The logic of that makes sense, but the feeling behind it is like, why do I have to do this sort of, not degrading, but just this
You're
other
like
weird
Americans.
Form of something?
You're like most Americans. You expect Biden and Harris to take care of this.
No, I'm going to work for it.
People are dancing for money.
You know, I feel like I do have talents, and I feel like I want to use those talents to make the money.
I know.
And, you
and
know,
if radio was healthier, you'd have all you need from
I
here.
Sure would, which is a bummer.
It's not the year 2000.
I know.
That
if
crash
this was the
killed everything. Killed the car industry, and then the next thing you know, it's all erectile dysfunction and vitamin ads. Just doesn't bring in as much money as all the old car dealerships used to. Sorry to tear away the tinsel, but that's basically what happened to radio.
Know. We're building the boat, remember?
We're building the boat that will one day hopefully sink without us in it. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, this next open micer wants to take you to task on something.
Oh,
You've been very critical.
What is that,
on
a strip club?
On news.
Task?
Yeah, Task.
Ooh,
is up there.
Take me to Task.
Tasks. Come on out to Tasks. We have the best prime
right,
rib in town.
That's right, gentlemen. You remember her as the centerfold.
Pick it up.
May 1988. We magazine. Show her how you feel, gentlemen.
I'm
show her how you feel.
Now. Lick it up. Lick it up.
Is that still playing the strip clubs? Lick it up. Is that
course.
A big one?
Yeah. Yes. I wouldn't know, but yes.
Yeah. Well,
it's probably all like cool things now, you know, like some girl is out there with, you know, big black boots on and she's dancing to like Creep by
No, but even Creep is
Radiohead.
Like a
90s old.
It's all trap music.
It's all trap music.
I'm sorry to, you know.
What about BTS? They big in the strip clubs?
BTS is not in the strip club.
They're not?
No.
That's good because
they're wholesome.
They are wholesome. Those mannequins, those are some of the most moral, hairless mannequins you'll ever meet.
I want to dance to the like those weird Japanese like girl groups. Like,
hey, look what we've done here. That's the OnlyFans page. You can keep all your clothes on. You just dance. That's all.
And honestly, as we've talked about this before, Autumn, you should use YouTube or Twitch as a place to tease people to go to OnlyFans.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want
to
do that. Stop telling me to do that.
We're not telling you to. We're asking you why you are so close to it. That's what we're trying to understand.
Okay.
You know, we're trying to help. Autumn, we called this meeting for a reason.
Oh, is this why I'm here?
You're around friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're all friends.
I'm out of here. I'm leaving.
I told you we never should have done it. Now we'll lose complete contact with her. How do you think the meth problem is going to evolve now, Tim? Great idea. She doesn't have any friends. All right, we'll be back.
There's nothing that seems scripted. Everything's just off the cuff.
The Von Hessler Doctrine.
95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
You know that story that if you bring it up, you're an alt-right crazy lunatic?
Yeah.
Anything that has Hunter Biden's laptop?
Yeah.
So the Russian escort that maybe Joe Biden accidentally paid for because he used the wrong credit card is part of that story there. It's part of the fun and games that was going on in the hotel room. At one point, there are pictures, I guess, of this.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Hunter Biden puts M&Ms. He stacks M&Ms on the top of, you know.
Oh, really?
His little Hunter.
Yeah, his little Hunter.
Did he get the Guinness? Did he do more than five? Like the Guinness?
No, he did. Maybe he was going for that.
Guy?
We did that Guinness Book of World Records thing. Maybe he was trying for that. But hey, stop talking about that. His name's not Donald Trump Jr. It's not a story. Hour 3 of the Von Hessler Doctrine starts right now with a request. Can you people stop throwing carrots at me?
No.
Enough carrot. Although, stop throwing carrots! Stop! It's Autumn. She's throwing carrots at me. about what I would like to request.
Hummada.
As I eye this latest carrot that was tossed my way from Lady of Quite a Few Voices in Her Own Right, Autumn Fisher. I would like a Trey stat. Trey Young from last night. Give us a stat that maybe puts a little context into this text. Do that. Huh?
I think you'll like this one here. Yeah. This is from Elias Sports.
48 points. We know that. 48 points, 7 assists, 11 rebounds.
I believe so.
Something in there.
Trey Young, this is from, again, Elias Sports here. Trey Young scored or assisted on 72 of the 116 points scored in Game 1 for the Hawks.
NBA is so smart, they didn't make him an all-star on the all-star game.
72!
That was played right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Obviously, a guy like that doesn't deserve to be in the all-star game.
Did any Hawks make it at all?
No Hawks at all.
No.
So how are they going to find an answer for this man right here? Oh, my goodness.
He just shook his shoulder. That's right. It's a shimmy shake. All we have is burgers and fries. By the way, I'm here to help. I see a headline here. It says, as homicides soar nationwide, mayors see few options for regaining control. So I'd like to throw an idea out there because I'm here to help. Make crime illegal again. Let's do this.
Toodle pip.
Woo! It's time for Upbeat News with English Nick.
There we go.
Ha ha!
That's almost upbeat what you just said, right? Make crime illegal again?
Yeah.
What a dumb figure.
Okay, let's see. Sometimes
what are you talking about?
Well, they got to spend a bunch of money on blue ribbon commissions.
No.
It's just, you know, that stuff that we used to call crime? Mm. You make it illegal again. I don't know. You know, and then you go through, you got to parse out. Sometimes people go to jail, they shouldn't go to jail. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying in general, you might want to start from the point of view, if he pulled the gun, jail time might not be a bad idea. Now, maybe we'll get to the courtroom and find out that there's extenuating circumstances, but we don't have to apply that as the crime is going down. As the crime's going down, you got the gun, you're waving the gun around, let's go to jail for a while.
Are you like the Bruce Wayne of Atlanta? Are you secretly wearing a cape at night and a cowl?
Only
going out and fighting crime.
Only better looking.
Oh.
And,
less money.
Less money.
Better looking.
Better looking, as you say.
Better.
Better.
Yeah.
You sit next to
That's Autumn, right? April? What?
Amber.
Yeah.
Amber.
Amber. That's right.
Amber. Mm-hmm.
All right, English Nick, you are here for a reason. It's not just your beautiful looks and your cheery accent from across the pond, although that's a large part of it.
It is huge.
People like the sound of English accents.
Apparently.
On the radio. Mm-hmm. I always ask this, but it doesn't stick with me. And I know that I think you've told me there are Americans on the radio, but do people in England, do they find an American accent to be, I don't know, exotic the way that we do with an English accent, or does it sound dumb to you?
Like maybe if it's Clooney or Pitt, you know what I'm saying?
Like they might. Maybe,
I think Australians like the American accent
because Australians are very American.
Yeah, good.
You know, we both left England, different ways, different reasons.
I left too,
and you left too.
Hey. Yeah,
you're like an Aussie yourself.
Yeah,
an Aussie American. Now you can, but you can tell people. This is an honest show. I have an audience here that we've developed that they're just into like honesty. They can handle it. They understand when their favorite host says that Ugga doesn't care who wins the football game.
Oh.
That, you know, it's not. It comes from a place of love.
I don't like it.
I'm just pointing out. Pointing. You can let people know that the American accent to most people in England seems like dumb.
I don't think it seems like dumb. I just think that Americans love the British accent more than English people love the American accent.
To us, it seems intelligent.
It's like novel.
Yeah, but it has more than that. It's like, oh, it was rather posh.
I've had girlfriends say to me, you could say anything and it would be sexy.
Yeah, because they're...
You're fat, aren't you?
I think...
Get back in the kitchen.
Yeah. Oh. So, I told you that once, too, but that was years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago. And it still holds true, although... You know, this belongs to Mrs. Hessler now. But overall, you can say anything.
I was sad for a minute when I realized that it did belong to Mrs. Hessler. Yeah. Only Mrs. Hessler.
This ain't yours anymore. This ain't yours no more, English Nick.
Access denied.
Them days are gone. All right, Toodle Pip, the lady, that was wrong. It's not about that at all. But it's not a feel-good story so much as
it's basically
curate,
WTF.
Curate. Whoa, are you? Whoa. This seems like jealousy.
Ooh, I'm just saying.
You know the difference between this and WTF?
What?
I never filibuster this one. I love, Toodle Pip. Don't
WTP.
You love, who I just spat.
What the Toodle things. And Pip?
What the Toodle and Pip? What do you have?
I have this guy who's worked out how to fly a hoverboard over a Times Square.
You seen this audio?
He's video? He's like the Green Goblin, speaking of Batman.
Yeah, I don't see it. They call it a hovercraft, but it looks to me like he's designed He's really just put a board. I mean, it's not
like
this
a
simple.
Drone, isn't it?
They're drones.
It's a load bearing drone.
Yeah, and he's on. But have you seen this video?
Uh-uh.
It's wild. When I first heard that he was flying over Times Square, I thought he was like above the buildings or something. He's just like zipping through Times Square, maybe just a few feet above your head.
Yeah.
It's great, great video. I'd show it, but we're on the radio.
And then, of course, the local news interviewer who interviewed him said, how come you're not, you're taking a plane back to L.A.? How come you're not flying the... He's like, well, the battery ran.
That's what got that news reporter into New York City, the big market.
Actually, he was an Inside Edition, that guy, not...
Inside Edition. Mm, so that's probably
big
New
time.
York
news.
Entertainment.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think of the other
hard
Access,
copy.
Access, whatever. What's the Access?
Access Hollywood, isn't it?
Access Hollywood. Yeah. Is hard copy still around?
No, but that was the same genre.
Is that the one where O'Reilly was like, we'll do it live?
Yes.
Hard copy.
Are you going to eat that carrot?
Yeah, don't eat the carrot on the mic.
I'm a rebel.
Oh, wow. It sounded really good.
Yeah?
You should whisper into it.
Oh, ASMR. Yes.
And chomp it.
Is it ASMR?
ASMR, yeah.
ASMR.
Okay. I am now going to bite into this carrot. Notice the saliva in my mouth. I genuinely think Autumn has turned on just a little bit.
I loved it. Not turned on, but I love ASMR. So yeah, I closed my eyes.
I find it boring. Like, I get what's going on with the ASMR. I mean, it's comforting and everything. I just get bored.
I loved it.
You know, I'm going to sit there and listen to it. And now, I'm going to... It all comes down to... I'm good at this.
You know what they do,
hey,
too?
Hey, I got... Hey, gig economy. I'm good at this.
You are. They have two mics, and one's a left and one's a right. And they'll go back and forth.
I mix it.
Between it.
Oh.
So that you can hear it in both sides of
your head.
I'm
in mono. How can I do that?
Hey,
how can I do that?
You got to get another mic over there.
I'm itchy down there.
So you're going to do... So what does ASMR stand for?
Recall.
Lead researcher.
All right, it's autonomous sensory meridian response.
Meridian, how did that get in
And your
there?
Brain.
It's your chakra.
The meridian?
Yeah.
Didn't they do Kyrie?
I say chakra.
Kyrie! Meridian?
That's not Meridian.
No, it's not Meridian.
It's not Meridian.
No, that's...
Hey, stop joking around. It was one hit, but they're a fantastic prog rock album-oriented concept band.
That ripped off Genesis.
Yeah, who didn't? Genesis stopped doing Genesis in the mid-80s, and a bunch of other people said, well, if you're going to stop doing that, we're going to pick it up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, speaking of Genesis, I saw an old 80s
Excuse
video
me, hold
last
on one
night.
Second.
Phil Collins is doing a show. He's doing
it
a show
was.
In the
I didn't
rounds
hear it.
Back in the day.
What's that?
It's a show that Phil Collins did, big tour, stadiums, in the round.
Was this before he was sitting down on stage on office furniture?
He's running, 30 years ago, running around that stage, and now you know he looks back at that when he's
Billy.
Sitting in his office chair and goes,
Billy,
oh, man.
Don't you lose my number.
A time, start that. This is a time in America where in a concert you would hear this.
Billy.
And then you would hear,
Billy, don't lose my number.
Oh, we love this song.
So not anywhere.
No one remembers this song.
I can't find you.
That was kind of ripped off that Steely Dan song. Ricky, don't lose my number.
Ricky, don't lose that number.
Everybody's ripping everybody off.
Kind of reminded me of...
I heard you're leaving.
Chucky's in love.
That's a good song.
Chucky's in love.
All right, enough of that.
Is he over here?
Did you give us... I'm
so
into
Is he in the pool hall?
You're going to eat the rest of that carrot.
You fancy yourself some sort of Ricky Lee Jones?
Is he here? Oh, no, no.
Oh, I got stories about Ricky Lee Jones, but I signed an NDA. So do you have...
I have great news for astronauts. Their laundry is going to be cleaned by Tide in space. Tide are coming up with a laundry detergent they can use on the International
Space Station. I heard the story coming in yesterday, was it? And I learned things that
I
didn't know.
What they do with
their
underwear.
Yeah, so it turns out when you go to the space station... Mm-hmm. They don't really change their underwear.
No.
They just wait until it's so disgusting they can't take it anymore, and then they shoot it out into space.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. There's something just or an airlock.
Yeah,
I
they
guess.
Put it in the airlock.
They put it in the airlock, and it goes out into space,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yes.
So there's like dirty underwear flying that will be in orbit. Until, I mean, it's never going to crash into the Earth.
Is that sustainable?
I don't know.
Hey, there's asteroids flying around our planet.
I have heard, I saw a thing, a guy was on the, because the space station is actually about the room if you put two school buses together. And they have all those people up there, and this guy was up there for like 6 months. He said, you would not believe how awful it smells up there. So, human beings, they're all, and now that I know that they're just, they just stay in their soiled undies until they can't take it anymore. Knock them out into space. So the tide's going to come in.
Tide's gonna,
so we got to figure out a way to put a washing machine on the moon. And then we'll say things like, they can put a washing machine on the moon. They ought to be able to fill this pothole. Sincere question here.
Hmm. Okay.
So this, does Demi Lovato produce anything anymore, or does she just declare things about herself and the world online? Is that her job now?
Yeah, she's a news content creator.
She comes. She was a singer and an actress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does she do that?
She still sings.
In my news aggregator things, like every 3 days, she's declaring something about herself or the world or whatever. But does she still make records? Yes, Jared.
You know that your news aggregator is based off of what you click, so you must like Demi Lovato.
No. It's
not that
busted.
First of all, I'm not busted. It's not her music I'm into or her acting. I just love the way she complains about the world around her. You got more?
I do. Yeah. I got this customer in a New Hampshire restaurant left a $16,000 tip.
Well, there's some good news.
$37 was his total.
Did you see Autumn's eyes light up? How come that never happens to me?
I feel like, was it a mistake?
No. The owner of the restaurant thought it was when he looked at the receipt. But
of course, you have to. You have to make sure
grand.
The guy didn't mean $16.
And there was eight servers, and they shared it amongst themselves and the people in the kitchen.
Wow, that's really nice of them.
People in the kitchen.
People in the kitchen.
But out of people in the kitchen, you got nothing to serve.
Yeah, but the servers are the ones that are the face forward. They're the heroes of our restaurants.
But the people like the line cooks, they're actually working so hard.
Yeah. Are you telling me about line cooks?
It's a war on line.
I'm talking about a man who has spent a lot of my time on the line. You ain't never been on the line.
Hey,
you don't know what being on the line is all about.
Why are you coming after me?
You? I'm not coming after you. I'm using you as a point for the people. I'm saying that being on the line is something that I have done many times in my life. And let me tell you something. In the 1980s, when you walked into Mr. Steak in Brighton, New York, Eric Von Hessler was on the wheel. And his job was to make sure that the steak was hot and the peas were hot.
What?
And the mashed potato, order up! And the mashed potatoes,
I have cystic acne.
I was a little bit over by then, but I would have bouts.
Was there a bell?
There was a bell. The mashed potatoes came out of this machine.
Mm. Oh.
They weren't real potatoes. They were
it was potato powder.
Potato powder in the machine. We had these little mashed potato pods. There you go.
Yep.
But the thing about being on the line, take me back to the old days. Being on the line is really a ballet. It's really a ballet that's going on between, you got the guy in the grill, and you got the guy in the middle. A lot of times I was the guy in the middle. I was putting everything together.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my job to serve
KP,
it
KP, kitchen prep.
What are you going there? Sexually there? Is that where your brain is?
You like being in the middle. That's fine.
Being a server is like jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
Like being a jazz musician.
You're out there, you're improvising.
You're the bloke in between.
So when I say that should not have been shared with the people in the kitchen, I know of what I speak. We do our thing, but part of what the line cook does is, he like the Wizard of Oz. You don't see him them.
You don't see him drop the burger and pick it back up.
Hey, listen.
It's fine.
It got cooked out.
5 seconds
throw it on the grill.
Blow it off a little bit.
But the whole trick is to make everything.
If you drop a slice of tomato on the grill, you're not going to pick that back up.
You don't start the fries to the right time. Everything has to be worked out so it's all
That's why it's
peaking.
A ballet.
It's all peaking at the same time.
Temperature-wise.
Yeah. Being a host is like big band music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the building is like...
EDM.
Yeah.
Dishwashers are the percussion.
I just want to...
The orchestra.
No, they're usually the kids' music.
Look what we did there. Yeah. We didn't even get to another story from English News.
Wow. Yes, we did. The $16,000 tip.
Yeah, but I mean a third story. This guy only got two stories.
If you catch a gator in Disney, they'll give you $30.
Let's go.
Trappers are getting $30 per gator. Yeah.
Look at that, Autumn. You're just looking for a second income stream?
Yeah, I could go there.
I'm going to be a gator capture. You have to kill them or you just have to deliver them?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm going to be hardcore. I'm bringing the heads of the gators. Right.
Chop them off.
There's 15 heads. $30
a piece. Stick them on a spike outside of Mickey's house.
I'll do trapper. All right, English Nick.
Yeah.
You get on back and play the iconic rock.
Done.
Chaney, I want to, like an animal. Been waiting to say that to you for a long time, but I just, you
okay.
know.
No drink first?
Listen to you. You know what? You create the surroundings. You create the environment. Environment. I just drive it all home.
I'll find some Crisco.
There you go.
Butter flavor.
I love Shane Bean.
1975. Did you know that the man of a thousand voices does a Shaney B?
Okay. Oh my God, I do that, don't I?
You know what? You know, and of course, kids, if you were just tuning in, he's a television chef. He was giving us recipes, and you know, so it's some people still use
No, it's great in chocolate chip cookies. You use half butter, half Crisco. Yeah,
you don't want those things sticking to the
lard.
Yeah.
Now you do the entire Crisco stick, because that equals two sticks of butter.
Are you getting back at me by ruining my radio show?
No,
I'm
recipes? Trying to hear him.
Yes?
Well, as a television chef,
yes.
This actually happened in Shaney B's kitchen. Why are my cookies melting? Yeah. And why is that one on fire? It was because I was using two Crisco butter sticks.
You see, you know what it is you're going overboard. See,
damn good, except for the one that was on fire.
Well, actually, you can get too much of a good thing. That's what you've learned.
Yeah.
That's what they call the Crisco lesson. It is possible to get too much of a good thing.
Hold moderation's a good thing.
But, moderation in all things.
I mean, it's Crisco.
Can I ask you a question, though? Doesn't that mean moderation in all things? If you say that, that also means that you have to go crazy every once in a while, because you'd have to be moderation about all things means moderation, which means every once in a while you have to go overboard. So when you say moderation in all things, it's a license to just go crazy from time to time in your life. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes it's okay to go
crazy. Well, all things means all things, so including that would include moderation. So moderation and moderation equals, I'm going to jump off this cliff.
Or because moderation and drinking bleach or something like that.
What?
No, what is wrong with this guy?
I never said that.
What is going on with you? Can I say this? You have been saying some of the weirdest things out of left field this week.
Say? Name two.
Just now, the bleach thing.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Following along with your logic there.
You know,
think you're just tired.
You know, no.
Man, Jared is so good. I'm telling you.
Do you know something? Are you like getting your own show next week or something? I mean, you're really like I'm doing my thing over here, and it's your fault, Eric, if you don't like it.
It wouldn't matter, because for Jared, he's so good at switching over to anything else.
No, you didn't really mean that. What you meant was this other thing.
Yeah.
Can I interject something here?
Oh, no. Daily Herald.
Daily Herald's here.
Well, you know, just for the minute, you know, the moderation and all things, I wanted to let you know that Bell Bottom Blues, the live Eric Clapton Experience, will be performing live tomorrow at the Coolidge Theater on Main Street in Wellsboro.
Hold on, some sort of cover band?
Well, it's the Bell Bottom Blues is the Eric Clapton Experience.
It's the Eric Clapton cover band.
Well, it's
this is your breaking news.
You can't experience them here. You live at Wellsboro.
Yeah.
And you'll see them here.
Where is this, in the Atlanta area?
No, Wellsboro's in Pennsylvania.
Daily Herald, thank you.
Find out more if you go to one of our subsidiary papers.
Subsidiaries?
Wellsboro was at that guy.
It's Daily Herald. Thank you very much. You always have such great breaking news.
Thank you so much.
You're not going to hear that anywhere else on Atlanta radio.
Well, not today. You might tomorrow.
Yeah, but we're going to break it right here.
Oh, right here in train at Sound Like Dave Baker.
You know we haven't talked about? is Daily Herald becoming Dave Baker?
Well, I don't know how to grow trees or anything like that. But,
it's a dangerously close impression.
Dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, we haven't even brought this up. This dude, John McAfee, offed himself in Spanish prison.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Okay.
He got Epstein. We all know it.
All right, this guy's crimes weren't Epstein crimes, I don't think.
No, but...
So this guy, John McAfee, this is very interesting to me, and I don't really know a whole lot about him, but it's just like been something that he's been an interesting person, and he ran for president as libertarian at one point. So being a libertarian myself... who never really believes the party's ever going to do anything, but has moderate interest in what they do. So he ran for president in 2016, lost to that powerhouse Gary Johnson in the Libertarian primary. So this John McAfee, he was the guy who started the antivirus thing, and he sold out early on, like the 90s, for $100 million, which seems like a kind of like, yeah, kind of seems like maybe he should have hung on a little bit longer. I think it was worth more than $100 million. But then he checked out. So before he ran for president, he was in trouble in Belize. He had gone down there. He had some, I guess it started as security, and then it ended up being kind of a his own sort of paramilitary unit that he had around him. And supposedly, he was, people thought that maybe he had a neighbor murdered down in Belize, and they wanted to extradite in the U.S. Okay, here's the thing. That story was before he ran for president. So the story about Belize, your own military, paramilitary unit, maybe killed the guy next door for some reason. All that goes away enough that he comes to the United States and runs for president. You can go on YouTube and see a presidential libertarian debate, I think on Fox Business, moderated by John Stossel. And there he is in the middle. This John McAfee. Yeah, he was very presidential. Okay, so he loses to the powerhouse Gary Johnson in the Libertarian primary. And then, so everything that he's in trouble for now, that he was in a Spanish prison, that's happened since they forgot about the Belize thing and he ran for president. And then he was arrested in Spain. The United States authorities wanted him arrested. I think they were holding him for us for tax evasion. And the guy goes on and he brags about the fact that he hasn't paid his taxes since 2012 or something. Not smart. Not smart not to pay your taxes. Double not smart to not pay your taxes and then go on social media and brag about it when you're a multimillionaire. So he was in Spain, and they were fighting the extradition. And just so when I was doing the prep yesterday,
yeah,
I think I sent out a story, said John McAfee said that United States, Spain has decided they will extradite John McAfee to the United States. And then a couple hours later, he was dead.
Yeah.
So supposedly. Suspicious. Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Supposedly. He killed himself in a Spanish jail cell. But I mean, why would they, what do the Spaniards care? What do they care if he, they don't care. They're not going to help him die. They're not going to,
they didn't it, kill him.
They don't have anything. No, who gets in? All right, CIA. Let him in, kill him. I thought it was a prison.
You pay him.
Yeah, CIA paid him all.
Especially in a place like people Spain.
People find it difficult to believe that you're, that like Epstein. I get why there's a conspiracy theory. Certainly he did have dirt on a lot of people.
Yeah, the camera broke.
I mean, absolutely. But if you put yourself in the shoes of people, this guy John McAfee since the 90s, he's done nothing but live life on this level that none of us really understands if you don't live on that, just a bubble of wealth. And you get your like 70s, how old was Epstein? His late 60s. You get to that age and you look up and you realize, no, as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be in a cell like this or smaller. I can understand why people would decide at that point. I've never had a suicidal thought in my life, but I can understand how, you know, now maybe Epstein, maybe that's not a conspiracy theory. Certainly, at least with that one, there's an awful lot of reasons why you would say, okay, hold on. And you're right, the cameras weren't on, where were they? You know, and no doubt Epstein had a lot of dirt that he could spill on a lot of people. There's no doubt in my mind. That still doesn't mean he didn't commit suicide, by the way. But I understand the suspicion. Can't they make it like almost impossible to commit suicide in jail?
They try.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always something that, oh, we left that, we should have taken his belt away. Didn't you find that out in the 1700s? Why are people still? All right, we'll be back. You guys are tensing me up.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know why. You're just tensing me up. Everybody's throwing all kinds of information and stuff at me all the time.
Maybe like Bell Bottom Blues appearing at.
You know what?
Herald.
Daily Herald.
What?
This stuff's important.
I don't know what your problem is.
I appreciate your updates.
A free household hazardous waste event will be taking place this Saturday from 8 a.m. to noon at the Roseville Landfill.
Okay. Is that here in...
No, it's Pennsylvania, but if you sign up now...
Why are you breaking
kids under 12 will get free hot dogs and tickets to the Bears.
Daily
the Bears
Herald.
Feed.
Daily Herald. I appreciate your daily updates.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But what does that have to do with my audience here in Metro Atlanta?
It's important. I was trying to calm you down a little bit because you saw a semi.
Yeah.
Maybe if I ate a carrot in the mic, would that help you?
No.
Well, how about watching some Bears my act. Eat garbage?
You think it helps me to watch you steal my act?
No, it my helps radio me hearing act? You. So I thought maybe if you wanted to experience that.
No, you're trying to take over. The audience loves my carrot eating. And now, always got
eat the carrot. But let me tell you this. Nothing taps watching Bears eat garbage.
Excuse me?
Nothing taps going to watch Bears eat garbage.
Yes. is that a spectator sport?
Well, we charge tickets now at the Roosevelt Dump. You step by. Anyways, if you,
you know, there's a couple of
hazardous materials, or you know, get rid of them.
I heard that story today that they get rid of that carrot. I heard a story today that there are two bears in Metro Atlanta that keep showing up.
They're in Midtown.
Yeah. And you're supposed to just, I heard the lady this morning on WSB. That's the radio station I listen to.
95.5 WSB. That's Atlanta's News.
That's on the FM dial, but 750 on your AM dial. Amplitude modulation. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
So,
you know what I mean? Amplitude. Yeah.
The lady said that, you know, the bears, they're just trying to figure out how to get out of the city.
Aww.
Join the rest of us.
Hey! Jokes.
Oh, that's really soothing me. All right, I can't end my show with ASMR.
I'll bring in some pork rinds tomorrow.
You've got to up it. That's the problem with ASMR. You got to keep talking to yourself. All right, yes.
I do have an open mic for you regarding conspiracy theories. We're talking about Epstein. We're talking about McAfee and how weird both these deaths were.
Why do you point to me when you say Epstein? Like I have some sort of, I'm just talking about the guys in the news.
I saw that newspaper clipping when you were considering running for Senate here.
Yeah.
I know that signal you were doing.
Oh, yeah, the Tea Party rally.
I know what you were doing.
Remember that?
Yes.
I was like, there was a person.
Text enough already!
All right. I thought I gave a pretty good speech, but... In the AJC, I was on the front page of the AJC giving that speech.
Making a white supremacist symbol, too.
No, they didn't say that then. That back then, it was trilateral commission. And so when you're giving that speech, and I saw the AJC photographer, and they kind of do that like... So you know me, I wave my arms around, giving the speech. I don't know how many photos. The one photo I had... I guess it's not the same thing as the one they say is white supremacist. It used to be A-OK, and then it's like white supremacist, but whatever.
You're emphasizing a point with
My hand, and somebody saw it online. They said he's obviously a member of the Trilateral Commission. So they met. Who knows how many?
Why don't you just come out and admit it?
Huh?
Come out and admit it.
Hey, man.
Eh.
I'll do that on my own sweet time.
I'm not ready. Member of the Trilateral Commission.
What the hell is the Trilateral Commission? What is it?
Now it's alt-right.
It's three-legged. Is it the same
QAnon
thing?
QAnon. Everything's a conspiracy.
Well, I mean, QAnon is a
manufactured.
Right. I mean, but it's a created thing. But, you know, it is a conspiracy theory that is true.
No, it ain't.
Well, this open micer wants to challenge
y'all
you.
See.
2 weeks.
Y'all see.
2 weeks.
This open micer wants to challenge you on conspiracy theories.
Hey, Eric Von Hessler. I was just listening to your show, which I do enjoy, and was hearing your disdain for the overarching media regarding their lack of curiosity. Well, dude, you're the guy that says you've never believed in a conspiracy theory, quote-unquote, in your life. Dude, they're not conspiracy theories. Some of them are. Some of them are crazy. Some of them are bat-ass crazy. But some of them are legit. Look into it. Be curious. Reconcile that, head honcho.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you listen, sir, but there's nothing to reconcile there. My curiosity leads me to the stories. It's just that I can sniff out BS from a thousand. This is the special thing about me. I'm not really smarter than most people. Well, I kind of am. But what I have that most other people don't have is I can see right through things in the initial presentation. I have the ability to say, oh, what's underlying here? What's the ulterior motive? What's really going on here? That's the special gift that I have that most other people don't have, at least I find. So it means I'm less likely to follow. I'm less likely to tell you who I have a favorite political leader. I'm always seeing... All right, who gets more power? Who loses power? In politics, at least, that's all that matters. Once I find that out, then I understand the rest of what's going on. So there's curiosity. So when it comes to conspiracy theories, it's not that I have no curiosity. It's just that my BS monitor detection device just goes off like crazy very early on. And I'm usually ahead of the crowd with things. I warn my family of things that don't happen for 2.5 years. Oh, I'll get out of here. I'm always right. I'm just always 2.5 years too soon. Like with Trey Young. I was telling again, ladies and gentlemen, this host saw nothing from Trey Young last night that was surprising. I told you 2.5 years ago. I can identify truth and quality. Thank you. Preach it, Shaq. All right, we are done for today. We got to go do a special show for some special people who gave great money to the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We do a special show tonight. You'll hear those 2 hours next week. First 2 hours of next week's show. When we're on, no, week after. Two weeks.
Get it together.
I'm sorry. You know, I'm getting this in my latest notes from the Trilateral Commission. I'm trying to work it all in here.
Stop talking about Crisco.
On the way. Hey, we own Crisco, all right?
Somebody say Crisco?
Shady B.
Okay.
Very, very laser focused. All right, we are going to come back and do another one of these big, great, wonderful special shows tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Each and every one of you are invited to join us. But until then, continue on the journey. Do not piss off the genie. Thanks for listening to the Von Hessler Doctrine podcast. Remember, you can hear the show every weekday from 9 to noon right here on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.